we're going to discuss Simchas Yontif a little bit further today. We started yesterday, we read through the Gemara yesterday. I think that was a valuable introduction to the sugya, to just see what does it say in the Gemara about Simchas Yontif before we get into all the tumult with the Rishonim and the Achronim. So what does it Taka say in the Gemara? So it tells us that a person has to be Mesameach Banu Bnei Beiso Beregel, because the Pasuk says V'Samachta B'Chagecha, and then there's Machlokas Tanayim, how one accomplishes that. Tanna Kama says, B'Mem Samcham, how does one accomplish Simchas Yontif? B'Yayin, give everybody wine, all your children, your wife, everybody, it's all Yayin. And then the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda is, no, it's ridiculous. Everybody wine? That's crazy. You can give a 4-year-old wine? No, Anashim Baroi Lehem, V'Nashim Baroi Lehem. Give everyone what they want. Give everyone what will make them personally happy. That's the first price. So the first price that makes it sound like, at least according to Rabbi Yehuda, do whatever makes people happy. That's it. Whatever makes people happy, that is the definition of Simcha. But then we have a second price that adds a very important detail, not just a detail, but actually the fundamental basis of the entire mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, in the second brisa, says, this mitzvah has fundamentally changed over time. When the Beis HaMikdash was around, Ein Simcha Ela B'Basar. Achshav Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim Ein Simcha B'Yayin. How do I know Ein Simcha B'Basar? V'Zavach T'Shalom V'Yachal T'Shalom V'Samach T'Lefnei Hashem L'Kecha. There's a carbon called Shalmei Simcha. So you need to have Simcha Dafka with Basar, because we have Shalmei Simcha. That is when the Beis HaMikdash was around. Nowadays, you don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Ein Simcha L'Biyayin. How do I know that wine can make me happy? So I would have said, how do I know wine can make me happy? Have you ever tried it? It works. Of course wine can make you happy. No, quotes Pasuk in Tehillim. V'yayin Yisamach L'Vav Enosh. So you see that the feeling you get from... Why do I need a Pasuk in Tehillim? What about my life experience? I'll drink wine and I'll feel happy. I'll know it. You need a Pasuk in Tehillim?
Not everybody gets happy.
So what about those people? Would it work? Would Yayin would be good enough for them? They're allowed to use Yayin even if they don't actually
yes.
Come in? So based on the Pasuk, you'd say yes, that whether it personally makes you happy or not. That one could argue that, or you could argue that no. Clearly, it needs to be something that makes you happy. If wine gets you sick and it doesn't get you happy, then it's not going to be a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. But maybe the reason we need the Pasuk is that I know that I feel good when I drink wine, but is every feeling of good necessarily the definition of simcha? Maybe simcha is not just necessarily whatever makes me feel nice, whatever makes me feel good. Maybe simcha is something else. So we need a pasuk that actually uses the word simcha, uses that sharish of samach, in order to tell me what is halachically defined by the Torah as simcha. So yayin is defined by Tanakh as simcha, and that's why we're allowed to use Yayin Bizman Hazeh. Good. So when you read this Gemara, you get the very clear picture that when the Beis HaMikdash was around, there was one and only one way to do the mitzvah of Simcha, and that was with Basar Shlamim. When now there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's one and only one way to do the mitzvah of Simcha, and that is with Yayin. Says Tosfos, B'mem Samcha B'Yayin, Hainu Bizman Hazeh. Yayin works Bizman Hazeh. Going back in that first price, when it says that the way to be Mesameach everybody is with the ayin, that means Bizman Hazeh. It's interesting, his girsa is B'mem Mesamcho. I think our girsa was Mesamchem, right? Yeah, B'mem Mesamchem. What do we Mesamech them with? Okay, that's interesting. Aval Bizman Beis HaMikdash Ein Simchel B'Basa. But Bizman Beis HaMikdash Yikayam, it was only meat, it wasn't wine. So Tosfos reads the Gemara probably on its most pashut level. In terms of just understanding the words of the Gemara, on its most pashut level, Ein Ela means only, and therefore, there was only one way to get Simcha, and that was meat and only meat. Now there's no Beis HaMikdash, it's wine and only wine. So in terms of reading the Gemara, that fits very nicely. Now in terms of practically thinking about it, it doesn't quite fit as nicely. Because the way we are suggesting is that if one wants to accomplish mitzvah of simcha, the way Tosfos is suggesting is drink wine and don't eat anything. Eating anything is not lomalav lomorid in your mitzvah of simcha. The whole mitzvah of simcha is just about a drinking party. It's just about drinking wine. So is there a din of sudas yantif? Not really. The whole din of sudas yantif is supposed to be based on simcha. It's not like Shabbos where we have hayom 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 teaches us that there's a din of 3 sudas on Shabbos. The reason we eat sudas and yantif is for Simchas Yantif. That's what sudas are for in yantif. According to the way Tosfos reads the Gemara, it shouldn't be a sudas yantif. should just be wine. Wine is the Sutta Siyata. Yeah. So while Tosis works on a technical reading the Gemara level, on a practical level, it seems harder to imagine that Tosis is the Pashtus. Now, we saw the Rambam, where the Rambam discusses a few different elements of the Mitzvah of Simcha. First thing he tells us in Perek Vav Halacha Yud Zayin of Hilchas Yom Tov is that the main mitzvah is clearly Shalmei Simcha, but also included in the mitzvah, sounds like Midah Oraisa, also included in the mitzvah are other forms of Simcha. The main mitzvah Shalmei Simcha, but other things are also included. What kinds of other things? Whatever makes people happy. Children are happy with candies, women are happy with clothing, and what about men? And this is where he says what the Achronim view as a tremendous chiddush: the ha'anashim ochlin basar v'shosin yayin. Men do both; they eat meat and they drink wine. Then he adds that you should know that if that's all you're doing, you're eating meat and drinking wine, you're giving your wife and your children things that make them happy, you haven't really fulfilled the mitzvah of Simcha. Because part of the mitzvah of Simcha is taking care of the poor and the destitute and the people who need it, the almana, the yasom. That's also part of Simcha. And I think that's critical to highlight, because not just because it's obviously nice and it makes us feel warm and fuzzy inside that the Rambam's so concerned about other people, but he's really defining Simcha. That Simcha, if it's only self-serving, is not Simcha. Simcha has to be where you're making yourself happy along with other people. That is the definition of Simcha. There has to be some spiritual side, some giving. Giving helps to create that sense of Simcha. What the Rambam calls, if you just lock the Noel D'Lasos Chatzero and don't let any poor people in, and you just have your meal with your family, that's Simcha's Kreso. But Simcha Shel Mitzvah is helping other people. But leaving that aside, just going back to how the Rambam says what I need to do for myself to get to Simcha, he says, Ochlin Basar V'Shosin Yayin. So the problem that everyone asks on the Rambam, Beis Yosef, chief amongst them, in source number 20 over here, the Beis Yosef writes in Archaim Sim Tavkuf Chavtes, just very simply, Yesh L'tmoa Al Rambam. Lama Hitzrich Sheyochlu Basar V'Yishtu Yayin. Da Bebreisa Katani De Bezmana Zeh In Simcha L'Bi Yayin. Umashma De Bi Yayin Sagi B'lo Basar. That in our Gemara, the Gemara said that there are two ways to do Simcha at two different times in history. When there was a Beis HaMikdash, it was meat and only meat. Now that there's no Beis HaMikdash, it's wine and only wine. There is no secondary way to do it. There was always only one way to do it. It's just that what that one way is changed after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So where does Ram get this idea that you're eating meat and drinking wine? If you're around at the times of the Beis HaMikdash, you're eating meat and not drinking wine. If you're around Bezman HaZeh, you're drinking wine and not eating meat. Where does he get this idea that you're doing both, that you're eating meat and drinking wine? That is the kash of the Beis Yosef, yeah? Yeah, go ahead.
The more first just says, one of the concerns we had was just asking, how do you give wine to the kids? It's like, obviously the kids are like, child, like one. I'm saying, but when the Gemara was referring to, when it asked the question of how you smach the women.
Rabbi Yehuda didn't make a big deal about giving wine to the kids.
The kids didn't finish it at all. I was curious what I'm saying. According to our way we understood it, like what? Mem was still one, so
I don't think he means that the kids would still be wine.
No, I'm saying so now.
Because if you think about it, look what the Rambam does. The Rambam says you give the kids candy for Simchas Yom Tov. Does it say that anywhere in our Gemara?
No.
Right? That he made that up, but he didn't make it up. Meaning the way he understood it was, but we don't pass it like that. We pass it like Rabbi Yehuda. And the Rambam says, and obviously, logically, Uketan Broilen. Meaning that's just the obvious, that's clearly what Rabbi Yehuda means.
Okay, but no, because for men, though, it's yain. Is it also for them subjective? You know, like, if it's suggested simcha is yain for men.
Once we say yain yisamach levav enosh, and that wine is the definition of simcha, let's say a man says, you know what makes me happy? I like a new suit. You know, they have modern Five Towns men, you know, that it used to be that only women would care about clothing. But he wants a nice skinny suit or whatever, and he wants with the whatever. So he that will bring him simcha. So is that a fulfillment of the mitzvah of simcha just as much as wine is? It's a good question. Certainly you could debate it. On Yontif.
On Yontif, like, oh, we're going to Florida for Yontif.
Right, maybe that, right. Whatever it is that brings a person a sense of simcha. That's a good question. It may relate to why it is that you give women clothing. Is it because that's their way to fulfill their mitzvah of simcha? If that's the case, then why should a man be any different? If whatever makes him happy should be his way to fulfill his mitzvah of simcha. Or it may be not. It may be that the reason you give a woman clothing is not because a woman has a mitzvah of simcha at all. You give a woman clothing because the man has a mitzvah of simcha. And he needs to keep everyone else around him with smiles on their faces in order for him to have a mitzvah of in order for him to fulfill his mitzvah of simcha. So what will keep his wife smiling? Clothing. What will keep his kids smiling? Candy. But he doesn't just have a din of keeping a smile on his face. He has a din of simcha. Simcha is defined as yayin. Right? It may be tully on whether nashim are chayiv in simcha themselves or not. If they are chayiv in simcha and we hold clothing does it, well then the man has the same chayiv and clothing can do it for him also, or whatever makes him happy. But if you know that a woman has no chayiv of simcha, so the reason you're giving her clothing is just put a smile on her face. Not because that's simcha, but just because you need to put a smile on her face so that you could be happy by looking at that smile. So then maybe we have a more objective definition of simcha, where it might mean wine and making other people smile.
I understand the difference between making someone else happy and making them smile.
The simcha may have a specific definition. Simcha may be very, very narrowly defined. It may not just be whatever puts a smile on your face. That's what I was pointing out before, why we need the pasuk of Yayin Samach Levav Enosh. So if you hold that a woman is chayiv in simcha, and you hold that clothing does it, so then obviously it's just whatever puts a smile on a person's face. And then you'd be right. Whatever puts a smile on your face is simcha. But if you hold a woman is not chayiv in simcha, and the only reason I'm giving her clothing is because that's my chiyuv of simcha, so then my chiyuv of simcha may be very narrowly defined. It may be to eat meat, drink wine, and do things that put smiles on other people's faces.
I would think the opposite. That if it's a whole din, that's what we're taught makes a woman happy, then we should be making the woman happy and only using the clothing and nothing else. And if it's just about me being happy, I could do anything for my wife because it's all about just making them
happy. But even the clothing you see is subjective. The Gemara gives different types of clothing for different places. I mean, you see it's clearly a subjective thing, the clothing. So the question then is the subjective clothing, is that itself simcha because simcha is so subjective? Or is that not simcha? That's just a smile. But simcha is really giving, which is what the husband's doing, and having basar and yayin, which the Torah defines as simcha. So, where do we get this idea that it's giving, that it's about taking care of other people? Where do we get that? What? Yeah, even better than the Gemara. Pasuk. Yeah. Pasuk in Chumash. V'samachta b'chagecha, ato, v'vincha, v'itecha, v'avdecha, v'masecha, v'alevi, v'ager, v'ayosam, v'almana, asher b'sharecha. It's all in that pasuk, v'samachta b'chagecha. Oh, b'sharecha, that's why the Rambam says, don't be noel d'losos sharecha. Don't lock the doors of your... How do we see that? Well, we'll get to that. That's going to be the next step. Probably not today, but we'll get to that eventually. So before we get to the answers of the Kasha, the Beis Yosef, and the Rambam, and there are a bunch of answers that are suggested by a variety of people, is it even a Kasha? He's assuming... What's his Kasha? The Rambam says... that the mitzvah of simcha is fulfilled how? Basar and yayin. So his kash is, how can you say it's basar and yayin? The Gemara says, it used to be basar, now it's yayin. But it's never both. Never both basar and yayin. Did the Rambam really say it's basar and yayin? See, the Hebrew language is a tricky language, because sometimes you could have a conjugation or just even a single letter that could mean two different things. Like the letter vav, for example. The letter vav sometimes means, usually means, and. But the letter vav can also mean, or. So look back at the Rambam. Halacha Yud Ches. Parak vav halacha Yud Ches. What? It does mean or. Yeah, it does sometimes. So that, and
Just that or that.
Yeah, but how are you going to...
I'm just saying, it's usually pronounced...
Right, but the letter vav can mean or. So take a look at Rabbi Halacha Yuches. Ketzad, how do we do the mitzvah of simcha? How we misamech everybody, all the different kinds of people you have. Haktana milsim klayus vegozim McDonald's. Kids, candy. Vanashim karnam gadim v'tekshim nadim kfim mono. Women, clothing. Kfim mono. Very important. Don't buy things you can't afford. That's in general in life. Don't spend money you don't have. V'ha'anashim and men, ochlin basar, eat meat. Vishosin yayin, either means and drink wine or drink wine. How do I know that it means or? Why do I think it means or? Look at the next phrase. She'ein simcha ela b'basar, ve'ein simcha ela b'yayin. If you wanted to tell me I have to eat meat and drink wine because that the combination of the two is the only way to achieve simcha, what would you have said? How would you have phrased that last piece? Exactly. You would have said ein simcha ela b'basar v'yayin. You would not have said ein simcha ela b'basar ein simcha ela b'yayin. By dividing it into two phrases, it makes it sound like each one independently is a misameach without the other. If you wanted to say that you need the teamwork of the two, you would say ein simcha ela b'basar v'yayin. Yeah.
It also says v'ein simcha, so it's also like still grouping it together though.
Involve connecting them, but still, it would be. No, both statements are true, is what he's saying. That ain't simcha ela b'basar, that's true. If you have just basar, that's good. Ain't simcha ela b'yayin, and if you have just yayin, that's also good. So it could be the Rambam saying what. So this was not my idea alone. I think I included in the back of the packets. I'm using like the high school packet and the great packet. Okay, I think in the back of the packets I included, a little piece from a sefer that is not yet published. One of my old chavrusas, a fine Talmud Chacham, he's a Rebbe in Eish HaTorah in Yerushalayim, Rabbi David Rossman, told me when he visited America last time, he told me he wrote a sefer on Arvei Pesachim, and Sugya's in Arvei Pesachim. He's like, you're learning it now, can you help me edit the sefer just by reading over some of the pieces and tell me what you like, what you don't like about it. So he has very nice things. He puts the sefer together very nicely. So he points this out in the Rambam. In Na'us Dalid, on page 3 of his sefer, the second class page of your packets. In the left hand side of the page, the paragraph begins Vihiksha Beis Yosef Lama Hitzrich Shiyoch Lubasar Vyishtu Yayin Da Bibraisa Katani Da Bizmana Zer Ein Simchal Biyayin Mashra Da Biyayin Sagi Blobasar Kolomar Da Beis Yosef Haven. The Beis Yosef understood Sharamam Sover Shitzorach Lech Lubasar Vigam Lishtos Yayin. The Beis Yosef understood the Ram thinks you need to do both. So then he has a kasha. Wait a second, it's good enough to do one or the other. But the Nishmas Adam, who wrote the Nishmas Adam? What? Hakdama is here, good. Who's Hakdama? The Hakdama. I think the Chai Adam, right? Chai Adam wrote the Nishmas Adam and the Chachmas Adam and the Binas Adam. It's on the Chai Adam, I think. Yeah. So in Nishmas Adam, he says, "Tirates the Kavanas HaRambam, that the Kavan of the Rambam he Shetzarich Olechol Basar Olishtos Yain Avalotzarich Shteihem V'Kasav Shezem Meduyak Peloshen Rambam." And this is Meduyak in the words of the Rambam. Shekasav V'Anashim Ochlin Basar V'Shosin Yain Shein Simchal V'Basar V'Ein Simchal V'Yain. He doesn't write it more succinctly than ein simchal basar v'yayin. Umash kasva gemara yayin levad velo iskira basar. But wait a second, that doesn't make the Rambam good. All that does is it says that the Rambam holds that you need one or the other. Did the Gemara say one or the other? The Gemara didn't say that either. What did the Gemara say? When the Beis Hamikdash was around, only basar. Now there's no Beis Hamikdash, only yayin. So this helps a little bit in that the Rambam is not saying you need both, but it still doesn't make the Rambam conform to the Gemara, because the Gemara said you can only do one thing, and the Rambam saying you have options. You can choose basar, you can choose yayin. So as far as that's concerned, dachi kama b'zman abay sein simchal b'shlamin, or b'zman azeh ein simchal b'yayin v'hu adin b'basar. That the way the Rambam must have read the Gemara is that b'zman shebeis hamikdash yikayim, you can only have basar. Now that there's no beis hamikdash, you can also have wine. It says ein ella ein simcha ella b'yayin. It means that the only other way, aside from the obvious, which we already mentioned, which was basar, the only other way is through yayin. I don't know. The only other way? Ein simcha ella doesn't sound like the only other way. It's a tough read. If that's what the Rambam read in the Gemara, that's a little bit challenging. It's a little bit of a tough read. Okay. So that's how Nishmas Adam deals with this kasha. I'm saying it's not a kasha at all. You misunderstood the Rambam. But it's still not going to fix everything, because even if you misunderstood the Rambam still isn't exactly aligned with the Gemara. So to actually answer, Yom Shel Shlomo is a different approach. Yom Shel Shlomo, Maseches Beitza, Perek Vei Simen Hei, suggests, V'ani Omer, in the second line of Yom Shel Shlomo, source number 21, same Yisod as Nishmas Adam, that when Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira says Ein Simcha L'Biyayin, he's not coming to tell me not Basar, but only Yayin. He's coming to tell me, in addition to Basar, wine is okay also. Aye, but we said, it doesn't sound that way in the Gemara. It doesn't sound like the Gemara is giving you options. So Yom Shlomo said it's not giving you options. That's not what's happening over here. The Gemara is not giving you options. What's the Gemara doing? Gemara is telling you that when the Beis Hamikdash was around, the only way to achieve Simcha was Basar Karbanos. Nowadays, you need both. The Rambam is saying you need both. You need Basar V'Yayin. Ein Simcha El B'Yayin doesn't mean you only need wine. It means the only way to achieve Simcha is by using wine. And the words are perfect. Meaning, Ein Ela means only. But there are two ways to say it. You could say, you only need this and you need nothing else. Or you could say, the only way to do it is by using this. But maybe you need other things also. Maybe this alone is insufficient. So Ein Simcha L'Biyayin does not mean you only need wine, you don't need anything else. Ein Simcha L'Biyayin means that the only way to achieve Simcha is by using wine. But guess what? You got to use something else too. What else do you have to, and why? Good, why? See, Yom Shel Shlomo explains. The way he explains is as follows. When the Beis HaMikdash was around, you had the Simcha of Basar Kavadus. What is that Simcha? Why does Basar make a person happy? It fills them. Good. And what? So it's either the physical aspect or the spiritual aspect. There's a third option. It's both. That you need the physical aspect and the spiritual aspect. So why was it that Basar was the ideal way to do Simcha? Because it changed you physically. It nourished you and made you satisfied physically. It delighted you physically. And it delighted you spiritually. Right? It changed your mental state a little. Because you got to stand there watching them bring the carbonos, and that's a high. To see such a mitzvah, such a bringing carbonos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a high. So the mitzvah of Simcha in its ideal state should be physically delightful, and it should give you some sort of emotional high. Now that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, what does Basar do? It gives me the physical delight, but it no longer gives me the emotional high. What's the best way to mimic an emotional high? By getting high. By drinking yayin. I don't take that out of context. But by drinking yayin, that changes your mental state. So you drink yayin. If you were to only drink yayin, you'd only be doing half of the mitzvah of Simcha, says the Yom Shel Shlomo. Because the mitzvah of Simcha is both. It's the physical delight and the emotional delight. So only drinking yayin would not do it. Only eating basar b'zman hazeh, also wouldn't do. It would be only the physical delight. Basar b'zman shavisim k'shay kayim was both. Nowadays, it's the combination of basar and yayin that does it.
It's a really, really like good piece of meat, like, and you honestly do feel like the spirit, like it brings.
But no matter how good a piece of meat it is, it doesn't get you drunk.
Drunk, but
meaning it's not going to chemically change the way your brain functions.
If there's wine in it,
so then you invite them back to lunch.
I was curious in terms of, is it now combining the effects of wine and butter, does that, that when there's no mismikdash, wine and butter together produce the same effect as a carbonated butter? I'm saying
that similar effects. No, it's not quite as good.
I'm saying the same effect. I'm saying, but
it's the closest we can get.
As of now, we're defining wine as the spiritual effect of the carbon.
Yes.
Carbon,
because the mind altering effect. It's not just a physical delight, it's a mind altering effect.
I'm saying it's only interesting because, in terms of the psukim, it sounds like maybe not the opposite. I'm saying, like, the meat sounds like it still has some shaykhis to.
I don't know if we're actually saying that. Seeing the carbonos, because when people eat, they're happy. So, what's the best type of food?
Yeah, but dafka shalmei simcha. Why would it change after the base mitzvah is destroyed? The Gemara says it clearly changed after the base mitzvah is destroyed. So, what changed is the spiritual effect. The meat is just as good. You go to, you know, any really right. You go to a good steak restaurant, you will get a steak that is every bit as good as the carbon in terms of how it tastes. Right, that hasn't changed. I don't think it's changed. It would be quite a chiddush to say it has. You were saying the psukim.
No, I'm saying it sort of sounds like. I'm saying if anything, with basar, I'm saying because of the pasuk has some sort of shaykhs to. I'm saying the even nowadays to some sort of like a simcha to the basar. But wine wasn't the context of that spiritual meaning high from the karbanos. So I would
not
say
from the karbanos, but yain yisamach levav enosh. It's a simcha of the heart. It's not a simcha of. You know, the physical enjoyment. It's a symbol of the heart. Look, wine is it's an explosive force. It could go in both directions. It could be explosively bad or explosively good. You know, it's a very potent force. So it can help a person achieve great spiritual heights. You've seen it can help a person achieve a lot.
Wine always means
stop
wine.
As opposed to like other forms of alcohol, you say. It's also a good catch. It says yayin yisamach. The way it gets you drunk is a little different. Wine gets you drunk in a slower way, in a more healthy way, it's hard to say, but it does. It's like a different kind of drunkenness. So, you could argue that it's dafka. I mean, certainly the Pashto says that it's dafka wine. But I think it's a gewaldige wort, what the Yamshel Shlomo is saying. And if it's the Lashon, Ein Simcha L'Bavasar doesn't mean that the only Simcha, that Basar is all you need for Simcha, Ein Simcha L'Biyayin, wine is all you need for Simcha. It's saying the only way to get the Simcha is with Basar, the only way to get Simcha is with wine. But in Achinam, you need in addition to the wine, Basar also, because you need both elements of the Simcha. Now, if that's correct, it's dafka basar and yayin. It's not what makes you happy. It's dafka basar and yayin because the Torah defines those as being mesamchim. Now, how does he know that basar b'zman hazeh is still meaningful? He says because it's davar pashut. It's like Ari's been saying the whole time. It's davar pashut. Meat is awesome. If you're gonna have a meal, meat better be it. Meat is supposed to be what you're enjoying in your meal. That's how meals work. Whenever we have any din of sudas yantiv or anything like that, it's always with meat. So that part's the pasuk part. Yayin, I need a pasuk. Yayin yisamach levav enosh. Good, that is Yamshel Shlomo. Comes along the Bach. The Bach says a little different. Similar, but a little bit different. So says the Bach. First he quotes the Kasha of the Beis Yosef. And then he says as follows. V'nira t'svira le l'rabbeinu t'mimasnisin t'perikos v'espino. From the Mishnah in Chulin Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, there's a whole parak called Osav Espino. Osav Espino is an Isser in the Torah. The Isser in the Torah is that you're not allowed to shecht a mother and its child on the same day. The animal, let's say, the parent animal and the child animal on the same day. Osav Espino. So the Mishnah Chul says, Barba Prakim Bashana, four times out of the year, when you sell a behemoth to your friend, you need to let the guy know that I sold its mother today. Why do you have to let him know? Because this is a day that's so common for people to buy meat to slaughter right away, that very likely if you sold the mother today, that mother was already shechted today. So when you sell the child animal, you need to make sure that the person knows not to shecht it. And these four times of the year, if the butcher says, I'm not feeling like shechting today, you can force him to say, no, you have to shecht. Why do I have to shecht? Because I want to buy a few ounces of meat. I'm not going to shecht a whole cow so that you can have a couple of ounces of meat. No, you have to. These four times a year, it's so important to have meat that we can force the butcher, we can force the shochet to shecht, even though he's going to have to throw out half of his animal. We should show you marbin b'simcha laso suda, because we're shashi the shem. Al medika nami simcha b'basar, af di shen shlamin. Now this is talking about b'zman hazeh, when there's no beis hamikdash. So apparently basar was a staple, it was needed to achieve simcha. Not only that, Shabbos kuf yud chesam beis, but memma ango, how do we do onik Shabbos? V'basar shamein v'dagim gedolim, with nice fatty meat. So what does the Gemara in Pesachim mean when it says Ein Simcha l'biyayin b'zman hazeh? So he says that Basar Shlamim had a dual aspect of Simcha. There was the Simcha of bringing the Shlamim and the Simcha of eating the meat. Yayin only has one element of Simcha. But Achshav Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim Ein Ikr Simcha l'biyayin K'dechsiv Krav Yayin Yisamach L'vav Enosh Aval Basar Eino Ikr Simcha. What he says is as follows, that it's similar to the Amshe Shlomo in that he says that nowadays Yayin and Basar are both needed in order to achieve Simcha, but whereas the Amshe Shlomo said that the Ikar is still the Basar, because Basar is what gives you that satisfaction and that's the obvious part, the Bach says the Ikar now is the Yayin, because the Yayin gives you that mental lift, and the basar is now secondary, and he says that's really what Tosos meant also when Tosos says b'mem esamchem b'yayin, and he says that's b'zman hazeh, but b'zman shebeis hamikdash hayikayim it was b'basar. Tosos means that b'zman hazeh it's b'yayin together with basar, but no one would hold, says the Bach, that you only drink wine and don't eat meat b'zman hazeh. It would ruin the whole concept of Sudas Yantar. It's enough in a Mishnah and Chulin that there's got to be meat involved also. Okay, we'll stop there. I got to go do positive things. Okay.